Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Remember thy congregation, which thou hast possessed from the beginning. Let us pray, O God, who dost instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant by the same Spirit that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Philip Neri, pray for us. Saint Francis de Sales, pray for us. Saint John of God, pray for us. Saint Jean de Brébeuf, pray for us. Saint Ephrem, pray for us. Saint Catherine of Siena, pray for us. Saint Teresa of Avila, pray for us. Saint Marie of the Incarnation, pray for us. Saint Bikita, pray for us. Saint Kateri, pray for us. Saint John of God, pray for us. Blessed Catherine of Saint Augustine, pray for us. All you angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Chapter 61 of the Spiritual Combat, concerning the manner in which we are to persevere in the spiritual combat until death. One of the requisites in the spiritual combat is perseverance in the continual mortification of our unruly passions. For never in this life are they utterly subdued, but take root in the human heart like weeds in fertile soil. This is a battle from which we cannot escape. Ours is a foe we cannot evade. The fight against passion will last a lifetime, and he who lays down his arms will be slain. Moreover, we must combat enemies who hate us with unquenchable fury and are consecrated to our destruction. The more we would make friends of them, the more they would make derelicts of us. But be not daunted by their strength or number, for in this war he alone is conquered, who voluntarily surrenders, and the entire power of our enemies is in the hands of that captain under whose banner we fight. And not only will he preserve us from treachery, but he will be our captain. He who is infinitely superior to all the foes will crown you with conquest, provided that you, as a warrior, rely not on your own finite powers, but on his almighty power and infinite goodness. If, however, he seems slow in coming to our aid, and apparently leaves you in the withering fire of the enemy, be not discouraged. Rather, fight resolutely in the firm belief that he will convert all things which befall you to your eventual benefit, and even the unexpected crown of victory will be yours. For your part, never desert your commanding officer, who, for your sake, did not shrink from death itself, and in dying on Calvary's hill, conquered the entire world. Fight courageously under his colors, and lay not down your arms while there is one foe left. For if a single vice is neglected, it will be a beam in your eye and a thorn in your side, constantly hindering you from triumph in your glorious and victorious cause. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, teacher of teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, gentle guide of youth, patron of thy own, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What an encouraging chapter Father Scupoli gives us. It's encouraging because he promises us that the conquest will be ours, not by our own strength, not by our own powers, our own finite powers. The conquest will be from Christ himself. He calls Christ our captain. He calls Christ our champion. And he assures us that Christ himself has already won the victory. He already conquered the entire world. Where? On Calvary's hill, on the cross. It is finished, he said. It is accomplished, just before he died. Christ himself has conquered evil and sin and the devil. And he rose in glory, and he ascended to the right hand of the Father. And there he presents his wounds before the Father. There he presents his merits. There he prays for us. What we're doing now is receiving what he has done for us. We are sharing in his victory. As long as we don't give up, as long as we don't quit, as long as we don't stop fighting against our own concupiscence, our own bad self-love. Father Scupoli says we do have enemies. The whole book is about that our main spiritual enemy is our bad self-love, our inclination to evil, our tendency to sin. And that these sins are like weeds in our soul that we have to keep pulling up. But the point is, we don't have any choice. We either fight or we die. We either become chaste or we become a slave to lust, for example. We either resist our predominant fault, let's say it's vainglory, or we become so vainglorious that we become a laughingstock to ourselves and to others. So let us beg the Lord for true hope, hope in his infinite power. We saw last night that the need for hope is essential in the spiritual battle. And our hope is not in ourselves, our hope is in Christ. And as long as we don't give up, as long as we don't quit, he will win in us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.